How about we all declare together, Lord Jesus, I love you. Amen. Amen. How about all the sisters?
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen. How about all the sisters again?
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen. How about the sisters again?
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen. Brothers. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Lord
Amen.
Jesus, I love you.
And would everyone please turn to page 3. That's the first tab on Morning Watch. The first tab on Morning Watch. I think it's very significant that in a training that is focused on the matter of being age turners, the first topic that we touch is spending time with the Lord.
Amen.
Do you want to be an age turner?
Yes.
Do you want to be an age turner?
Yes.
Then we have to master this point of spending time with the Lord, of having a personal time. A personal time. In this line, every morning as we get here, and I know it is a real battle to get here on time because of the food line, but we would ask everyone's cooperation to always try to come at the earliest part of the assigned time. That is when the time is assigned for your group, get on the line at that time. Okay, but each morning, what we will do is we will try to give you between 10 and 20 minutes of some fellowship that will not be on the importance of having a personal time. We believe you already know that it's important. It won't be an exhortation to have personal time. Actually, what we would like to do is give you, may I use the word coaching, some tips on how to upgrade your experience of having a personal time with the Lord. We know that many of you endeavor to have this. Many of you endeavor, or you have endeavored in the past. You have decided, put aside some time, but if you're like most of us, maybe you had some failures along the way and were not able to maintain as consistently as you had hoped and desired and planned. Well, part of that is just the matter of developing a habit. That's really one of the key points. But another point is the quality of your time. When you spend the time, do you really enjoy the presence of the Lord? And what we would like to do in these brief fellowships morning by morning is to help that come to pass. That each time you set aside, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, which would be very good, each time that you set aside, especially in the morning, to spend this time with the Lord, each and every time you would enter into the presence of the Lord. So today I would just like to give you really two points. And then we're going to give you a time to practice. Now, today it'll be a little shorter, I think only about 10 minutes. But each day we'd like to increase that so that probably by the end of the week you would have about 20 minutes. I'm not sure if we will be able to give you 25 to practice day after day. Okay. The first point, and this goes along with the what's in your booklet. On page 3 here, it says, stopping our entire being and beholding the beauty of the Lord. Now, those are the two points, but I'm going to cover them in the reverse. The first thing I'd like to cover is beholding the beauty of the Lord. And then the second point will be stopping our entire being. Let's read Psalm 27:4. Let's read this. It's printed here. One thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah and to inquire in his temple. Let's also read 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Both of these verses talk about the matter of beholding. Beholding. So here's the first point. The first point is, what is the goal of having the personal time with the Lord? What is the goal? What is the aim? Why? Why do we have such a time? And I would put it this way. The goal is to behold the Lord. It is to appear before the Lord. Just to appear. Just to make yourself available. Just to say, Lord, here I am again. I'm here. I made it. I didn't make it yesterday. I'm sorry about that. But I'm here now. Just to appear. In the writing here, in these excerpts, in the first paragraph. Incidentally, when we encourage you to go to spend time, we'll ask you to go and spread out here on the lawn, or you can stay in your seats, and in the other hall, you can do the same. You can stay in the hall or scatter there. The purpose is not to read the excerpts. Please don't spend the time reading the excerpts. That to me would be like a man and a woman. They go out to spend the time together, two lovers, and then they're both on their cell phones. They're both there. They're not looking at each other. They're not talking. They're both like this. So these excerpts are not here for your morning time. These excerpts are here for you to read some other time to strengthen the fellowship that we're having this morning. Okay, I hope that's clear. But let's read a little bit here now. It says, in order to breathe in God through prayer, we must appear before God. The psalmist says that he thirsts for God. His soul pants for God as the heart pants for the streams of water. He says, when shall I come and appear before God? Do we appear before God when we pray? You know, you should consider this. Sometimes we come to the Word. Maybe you use the Bible, or you use the book, the Holy Word, for morning revival. Maybe you go to the Bible's on your phone, and you sit there, or whatever you do. And the first thing you open, let's see, what's the verses? Amen, O Lord Jesus. And then you start to pray read. Well, that may be good, and that may help you. But we have to have the realization we're coming to a person. I'm coming to God. So you could say, Lord, here I am. You might even say, good morning, Lord. I'm sorry I'm a little late. Did you ever set a time? Oh, yeah, I'm going to have a time at 6:30. But you get there at 6:45. Or 7:10. If it were a real person, you would say, sorry, I'm a little late. But have you ever said that to the Lord? Maybe you don't say that to the Lord because you don't realize he's a real person. He might have some feelings waiting there since 6:30. He was waiting a half an hour. Or he waited the whole morning and you skipped the time and it's a day later. Maybe you would say, Lord, I'm sorry I missed yesterday, but I'm here now. I hope you would take advantage of my being here now, Lord, because I can't promise tomorrow. But I am here now, and I'd like to behold you. I'd like to behold you. Let me continue my definition. I said, my point. What is the goal? The first thing I said is to behold. Second, to appear before God. Third, to breathe God. To breathe Him. And fourth, to absorb Him. absorb him. So with each point, the main thrust is we're coming to a person. He's our goal. The goal of this time is not to complete the two or three verses that are suggested for morning revival. The goal is not to get something for the Lord's Day prophesying meeting. The goal is simply to behold the Lord. So as we go on in the week, you'll see we're going to talk in more detail about the real prayer reading. And I hope that by the end of the week, you would have some experience like this, that you start to pray read a verse, maybe this one. One thing, one thing, one thing. Maybe for 10 minutes, you're praying one thing. Lord, one thing. I only want one thing. Forgive me that in the past, I wanted more than one thing. The prayer, our touching the Lord in the prayer reading, will lead us somewhere. And actually, in the verses, we only touched maybe two or three words. Our brother shared last night. He was enjoying one of the verses, and he didn't get past three words. Sometimes it's like this. As you're prayer reading, doing the real prayer reading, the Lord leads you from these two words to springboard somewhere else. And we need to learn to follow the anointing, to follow Him, so that we have His current and present speaking. But we'll get into that more in the days to come. My point is, suppose you get stuck on two or three words. Then your 10 minutes are up. You shouldn't have the feeling, oh, bad morning watch. I didn't finish the verses. Because the goal is not the verses. The goal is the person. Saints, also the goal is not confession. Although we need confession. I think we'll dedicate one of our morning fellowships on the matter of confession. But confession is not the goal. You know, when you apologize to a person, apology has a goal. And that is to restore the communication and the fellowship between these two people. Something happened and it was interrupted. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So that you can have fellowship with that person. The goal is the person. So that's the first point. The second point, stopping our entire being. You know, in this first paragraph, later on it says, again on page 3, when we pray, we close our eyes not only to concentrate, but also to stop our outward being. Our outward being often wanders with our eyes. Do you have this experience? You're going to go outside and pray. If you keep your eyes open, you may be praying, oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, I love you. What's that? Oh, I didn't know he was here. You think that won't happen? That's why it's good to close our eyes. But there's no forms here. Because some of you, if you close your eyes, you really close your eyes. And it's 9:15. You're supposed to be back in the meeting. Where's Brother Tom? Where's Brother Tom? Oh, we catch him out there snapping. So whatever works for you, whatever works for you. That's why actually kneeling is very good. Kneeling, because you can kneel on these chairs and you keep your eyes open, but you're not looking at very much. So you're just focused on the words there. So whatever works for you. But the point is, we have to shut the door to so many things. In Matthew 6:6, it talks about entering into your private room and shut your door. What that means is that we need to close our outward being to all distractions. However, and this is really my main burden this morning, we've experienced that we close our eyes or we focus on the Bible or the hymn and we start to pray, but we still get distracted. Has that ever happened to you? It might be you're praying, amen, but we all with unveiled face, amen. Oh, no, I forgot my charger. How many of you thought about your charger in the middle of morning revival ever? How many of you thought about your assignment that you had to do that day? It's like, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, no. How many of you had that kind of experience? Or it could be, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord, oh, I have a doctor's appointment today. Should I take the bus? Maybe I'll get a ride. Maybe I should cancel it altogether. 5 minutes. Somewhere. Then you realize, oh, amen. Amen. Anybody experience that? Let's see. Yeah, okay. That's what we're trying to help you with. So we have this next verse, 2 Corinthians 10:5. As we overthrow reasonings and every high thing rising up against the knowledge of God and take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. You know, sometimes the thoughts, they're like the darts. They come out of nowhere. And sometimes they are evil thoughts, dirty thoughts, things that really are obvious. But many of the distracting thoughts are not that obvious. It could be about your charger. It could be about your toothbrush. The goal of Satan is to interrupt this personal fellowship between us and God. And he'll do it any way he can, mostly through our thoughts. And we need to learn how to set our mind on our spirit. And we need to learn how to take captive the thoughts. How do you do that? Well, again, I would say whichever way works for you. But a few ways are calling. Just call. When the thought comes, just call. You know, you don't have to repent for those thoughts. You really don't have to repent for those thoughts. Because those are not your thoughts. Those are Satan's darts. All you have to do is return and come back so you can call. You can sing. Actually, I found singing might be the easiest way to calm the mind down and come back to the spirit. But sometimes I practice like this. When a thought comes, now I recognize. I recognize this is Satan's distraction. So I would just say, sometimes out loud, stop. Not today. Not today. And I come back. Oh, Lord, I love you. I come back to where I was. The more I go on, the sooner I realize this is Satan's thought. And we have to stop the thoughts. Now, there's a verse in Proverbs. It says, Proverbs 25:28. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. We need to exercise our spirit in such a way that when the thoughts come in, we just say, no, no, Lord, I come back. We can't be like a city with no walls. You know what that means? That means anything can come in. Not just armies. The ants can come in. The foxes can come in. Even the little things distract us. We need a wall. How do we have that? By exercising our spirit. We call up our inner being. And we say, no, not today. But again, whatever works. This is something, again, we have to practice. So I'd just like to give you these two tips, these two points this morning. The first thing, very important, the most important thing. The goal is the person of the Lord. The goal is the person of the Lord. We want Him. And it's good to tell Him that. Lord, I just want You right now. I want You. I want Your presence. I want You to come to me, speak to me if You have something for me. I'm available. I'm available. And then the second point, we need to, in order to accomplish the first point, we need to exercise to stop the outer activity, stop the inner activity. And one last point, saints, to help this along, it may help to keep our cell phones off. Because if you're having morning revival and reading verses right on your phone, I don't know if this ever happened to you, Did you never get a text message as you're having morning revival? Can you withstand the temptation of seeing who sent that to you? Or is that becomes more important? So a way to stop, to guard the activity of the outward things is put that distraction aside. Okay, we have, it is 9:03. At 9:15, we're supposed to be back here for the next session. We would ask you, now go spend about 10 minutes and practice. You can use these verses or any of these verses here. You can use the hymn, any hymn. But don't spend the time reading. So you're free to go out or to stay here, whatever is more comfortable for you.